And this is Pedro Reyes. I'm right here on Setting the Standard, KPFA 94.1 FM. And right now we're going to be talking to Christina, who was a part of a hunger strike going on in Washington. She's going to be telling us a little bit about why folks are on hunger strike and what's happening. So how's it going, Christina?
It's going really good, trying to stay warm in this cold.
Most definitely. And so tell us a little bit about what you were doing at the hunger strike out there in Washington.
I had read it in El Seminario, which is a magazine out here in Denver, Colorado, and it really hit home, not so much because I right now have family that have been separated or deported, but, you know, there's like about four generations of my family where all American women have married Mexican men, and they came and they struggled, but they made it through, got their citizenship. And there's a lot of people that don't have that chance to do it. Also, I have two nieces that graduated from college with full scholarships and didn't get to go to college, even though they had a scholarship. So they left back to Mexico. And I figured, what else could I do that would help make sense to me to support my family and everybody that is struggling now.
That's right. And tell us a little bit about what's the name of the hunger strike and when did it start?
Fast for Families. It started back in on 12th of November.
And so folks are still on hunger strike right now?
They're still on hunger strike until Foreigner gives in to the immigration reform.
And tell us a little bit about your experience. How long were you there for?
I went 4 or 5 days. I was planning to go at least for 14 days. Just a lot of the other people did it for 22 days, and then they had to pass on the strike to other people because of health reasons.
And so you're out in Denver, Colorado. How far is that from Washington?
I would say more than 2,000 miles at least.
And did you drive there or?
No, I didn't have money to drive there. But if you go to the fastforfamily.org, they let you register on them and they keep track of what's going on.
And tell us a little bit about what's going on out there in Denver as well. What's happening?
Denver, there's a lot of individual people here that hear about it on Facebook, read about it in the magazines. And we were surprised that it wasn't, more open to the media, because you would like basically have to be part of certain groups to find out what was going on. They did mention it on Univision here in Denver. So some people knew about it, but mostly you would have to, like I said, be in a certain group to find out what was going on.
And what are some of the demands that are behind the hunger strike?
To stop separating family, to let the Dream Act, let them go to college. I think those are two of the basic ones, and just to, give immigrant rights. And you got to keep in mind that it's just not Mexicans, it's Koreans, there's Africans, there's Russians, there's all kinds of immigrants that hold the whole total of immigrants here in the USA.
And who were some of the folks that guided you in the process of, or, some of the organizations working on this as well?
So there's Adelante, there's La Vida, there's, I myself am from a Grupo Azteca group, is Grupo Tlaloc, and Etteocalli. So I had a lot of spiritual help in that way, and that's what helped me through my days.
And that's right. We were just also talking about, there was a celebration for Huitzilopochtli, you know?
Yes. And then our Guadalupanas coming up, so.
Word, most definitely. Entonces, it's very important times coming up. And so, it's very important what work that you're doing out there. Tell us a little bit about, what can folks do to get involved or get more information on what's going on as well?
I would say, even though a lot of people hate Facebook, but hit Facebook up because it gives a lot of good information. Go to your local community groups. There's a lot of information out there for people. We just have to look for it because, of course, they don't want it to spread media-wise throughout the nation. Well, they said I come for about five generations of American ladies marrying Mexican men, and they all struggle. I live here in Denver, Colorado. I'm a single mother of four kids. I joined the Grupo Tlaloc 5 years ago, and I just try to lead a straight life. I'm clean and sober, and I believe that people should follow that too. I try to get involved with my community and other people's community. As long as there's somebody within my reach, I call them my familia. No, I do their struggle, my struggle, and trying to show my kids there's a good way, there's a bad way, to go through with it. A lot of people are asking me, why are you doing it if you don't have a husband that's in Mexico or family members? Because it's something that I wanted to do. I had to do it. I felt it.
And it sounds like you're doing it for the next generation, so that, you know, like you said, your kids can see what the right way is, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't want my daughter to marry a Mexican and then all of a sudden they have to take them away.
That's right. Or, you know, like the reality too of organizing peacefully as well.
Yes.
And then being able to, you know, consider as well the fact that how it affects them when family gets split up as well, right?
Yeah. What would it be like if my kids came home and they didn't find me?
What would happen?
There would be nobody for them to go, because if I was gone, then that would be, of course, my family members are, you know, half Mexican, Mexican-American. Every adult they knew would be gone, and they wouldn't know what to do.
It's definitely a sad situation, for sure.
Yeah, they don't pay enough money in Mexico for me to take care of my kids on this side, which is why people come over here to, you know, live that American dream.
And, you know, and so folks are fasting right now still in this cold. How cold is it over there in Colorado?
But in Colorado right now, it is 10 degrees in the nighttime. It's in minus 12, so it's cold.
And tell us a little bit about the community. You know, what does the Raza do out there?
Where I live now, I live in a so-so community. We have the Mexicanos, we have Chicanos. No, a lot of the what we call yuppies are moving in, but we try to keep culture. I try to keep culture in my kids' life. I had a lot of my friends that are Mexicanos, no, thanking me for what I'm doing, and I had my uncle ask me, why are you doing it if nobody's gonna recognize you? Nobody's gonna know that you're doing it. Why do you do it? I was like, for my inner peace.
Most definitely. And, you know, I wanted to ask you that because you say you do danza. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
We practice, you know, two times a week, and it's all really spiritual. My brother's been dancing for 18 years. He is taught by we're in Grupo Tlaloc, which is Carlos Castañeda is our capitán. He was shown by Sonora, who is directly from Mexico City, and Sonora's been dancing, you know, for a long time. He has passed on, but, you know, he taught them some spiritual stuff from Mexico, the enseñanzas from them, and this is what we try to live by here in Colorado.
It's todo. And, you know, it's really beautiful because then you also brought that spiritual meaning with you to, you know, the hunger strikers over there as well, so that they can be able to carry that energy también, que no?
Yes, and they carry that. And since I heard about it, I lit up my smoke, you know, for praying for them.
Most definitely. And once again, we want to say thank you to you for all your good work, for sure.
Oh, thank you. And I will try again. I think I might start again tomorrow just to see if I could go on a few more days and keep on going like that until they pass the immigration reform.
Okay, no, and tell us what's the status on that? What's your understanding of that status?
December 12th is what they say when Boyner's supposed to make a decision on it. So we shall see how it goes on the 12th.
And what's the actual outcomes that they're looking for?
You know, it's just at least first to, you know, to let the dreamers go to college and then work on having stop separating families.
Most definitely, because, you know, again, if the dreamers can go to college, most definitely the parents were there, they were involved, and, you know, they supported their kids in every which way to be able to make it happen for them, you know? So why not sort of like respond to, you know, that situation where you got the parents already there in that environment and can create that feeling of family too?
Yes, and at least having, you know, an amnesty to where certain protocols have to be followed so they can be citizens.
That's right. And once again, tell us where folks can get information.
FastForFamilies.org, or go on Facebook and look up Fast for Families.
Until there is immigration reform.
Yeah, they give daily news every day on what's going on.
Word. And you know, we got the equinox coming up, so on December 21st, yep. Kenoa?
Yep, and we will be having a ceremony on that, yes.
Orale, ¿y a dónde va a ser allí en Denver, eh?
Here in, where we practice at the Denver Inner City Parish. We do four major ceremonies a year, which is Cuauhtémoc, Chupantla, Guadalupana, and Día de los Muertos.
Most definitely. Well, we're here already celebrating and honoring que no las diosas que nos han dado vida.
Sí, sí. Yes, él es Dios.
Word. Entonces, una vez, muchas gracias. Y estamos en contacto. Cualquier update, you know, let us know for sure, and then we'll definitely try to make it happen.
Okay, yes. Thank you for calling me and giving me time to share my story.
Most definitely. Gracias y trazo camatli, all my relations.
Sí, yo me teo. Adios.
And once again, this is Pedro Reyes. You are tuned in to Setting the Standard. Kick back, relax, and enjoy. Put it on cruise control. Ahorita regresamos.